10 minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
Let's go!
Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime, sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. A band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring. Well, now you step inside, but you don't see too many faces. Coming in out of the rain and hear the jazz go down. Competition.
6 minutes till Rough Riders baseball. 5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Yeah, I've been sipping, I've been buzzing, shooting doubles like it's nothing, all but nothing makes you go away. I need something you prove, something stronger than I'm used to. Yeah, I've been pouring 90 to 100, feel like nothing's gonna cut it, that's the hard truth.
Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Rough Riders Baseball. Minute till Rough Riders Baseball. Seconds till Rough Riders Baseball.
It's dance time in Texas and we're striking up the band. Let's go honky tonkin', honey, take my hand. It's dance time in Texas where the wine and music flow. We'll do that
Texas two-step and that old cotton-eyed Joe.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Radio Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Chris Jarrett.
This series is all knotted up at one game apiece, and we're back to Riders Field to continue a six-game set between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Wind Surge of Wichita. Hi, folks. Welcome back to the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jarrett with you in an overcast Frisco, Texas, and both teams taking a game from each other to begin this series. The Rough Riders took Tuesday's opener in 10 innings, and then Wichita bouncing back in a rare shutout against Frisco. This offense has rarely been blank this year, but last night, unfortunately, falling to Wichita 4-0. The Wind Surge took an early 1-0 lead in the top of the first inning to power them to the win. They scored three runs unanswered, of course, four unanswered in a 4-0 win. But a run in the sixth, a run in the seventh, and then a run in the ninth for the extra blow as the Rough Riders dropping now to 61-54. Offensively, Aaron Zavala going 2-for-4 to bump that average to a 378 since getting the nudge up from Hickory up to AA Frisco. And boy, has he been an improvement to the Rough Riders lineup in this recent stretch. Zavala with the OPS now of a 1.176 since coming up to the Rough Riders roster. Elsewhere, it was Josh Stowers. Unfortunately, no hits last night for Stowe, but a walk, and he swiped his 20th base of the season, far and away a team most for Frisco. On the pitching side of things, Jack Leiter unfortunately had to be given the loss as he gave up two earned runs on six hits and five and a third, but Leiter tying his season high, which also stands as his career high, with eight strikeouts, and he did it the first time against Wichita as well. That came back at the end of the month of May and the beginning of the month of June. Leiter tying that season high with eight strikeouts last night on three walks. Josh Smith came in and struck a pair of batters out. No earned runs for Smith. Ty Tiedemann, two innings last night. He walked two batters and gave up a solo homer in the top of the ninth. But unfortunately, the Rough Riders offense with no answers last night. They had their chances as the team finishing 1-for-8 with runners in scoring position. Looking to try to turn the page tonight. This series all evened up on a thirsty Thursday, which means it's time for another Blue Northern Hard Seltzer, Rowdy at the River at Riders Field tonight. Stepping aside for the first time when we come back, what has happened in the Texas League, especially in the South? This race continues to get tighter as we're closing in on the end of the month of August and starting to knock on the door the final month of September of the regular season. 7:05 first pitch time between Wichita and Frisco. Back after this on the Riders Baseball Network. Hey, Riders fans. Looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back at Riders Field on a Thursday night pregame before 7:05 first pitch between Wichita and Frisco, as this six-game series all knotted up at one game apiece. 89 degrees from Frisco, Texas. Heavy overcast in the North Texas area as it's mostly cloudy and going to duck down to the high 70s, and by tomorrow morning the low 70s. Boy, knocking on 60 degrees, or the upper 60s with how cold it's been the last couple of nights, but set to heat back up here before what looks like some rain coming in the forecast early next week. The Rough Riders and Windsurge set to get started at 7:05, and with Wichita winning last night, taking a look at the second half standings, it's caused a bit of a pileup now with Amarillo and Frisco tied one game behind Midland for the top spot in the Texas League South. The Rockhounds have lost 7 of their last 10. And then reversely, Amarillo winners of 8 of their last 10. Frisco hosted the Sod Poodles and took 5 of 6 in what feels like not that long ago. And since then, the Sod Poodles have rattled off the wins in the last 2 weeks since losing and dropping 5 of 6 games. That was important because Frisco and Amarillo entered that series tied for second way back then, each 2.5 games out of first. And now it looks like a lot has happened where Frisco gave themselves a 5-game separation. It's now gone, and they're back tied with the Rough Riders for second in the South, each of them trailing Midland by a game apiece. So really interesting as the season continues to mature and we see these standings get even tighter. Not that much farther out, San Antonio's 3.5 games out of first place, so 2.5 behind Amarillo and Frisco, and they've won 7 of their last 10. Some scores around the Texas League already and some action. Amarillo on the scoreboard in the top of the first inning, hopping on the hooks, and they lead it 1-0 in the bottom of the first, but Corpus Christi looking to rally. They've got 2 on with 2 out. We'll be keeping our eyes on that ball game all night long. Tulsa and Arkansas fresh underway, and that ball game just got started. And then everybody else set to go just past the top of the 7 o'clock hour is Midland at San Antonio. That one's at the Wolf. Springfield and Northwest Arkansas doing battle tonight at Arvis Ballpark. That's your look around the Texas League. We'll step aside one more time as we continue to get closer to first pitch tonight. Frisco and Wichita with a 7:05 first pitch time on the Riders Baseball Network.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest lazy river party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the lazy river.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Baseball requires balance at the plate and on the plate to win. That's why winning players choose Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Hey, sports fans. Do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Fans getting to meet their starting lineups for the Frisco Rough Riders. Entering tonight at 25-21 in the second half, 61-54 on the year, the Rough Riders are one game out, tied for second in the Texas League South. Let's take a look at tonight's starting pitching matchup, and it's certainly going to be a fun one as Ramon Borrego going out to home plate to have a chat with tonight's umpire crew. Pete Talkington will be behind the plate calling the balls and strikes. At first base, Ty Krause, our crew chief, and Trevor Daniger at third base. He was behind the plate last night, and Jared Gettert, the Rough Riders manager, out there as well for the home plate meeting. Lights are on again with heavy overcast at Riders Field. For the Rough Riders, they send the left-hander Cody Bradford to the bump. The native of Aledo, Texas, out of Baylor, taken by the Rangers in the sixth round in 2019. Bradford on the year, 8-6 with a 5.38 earned run average as he makes his team most 23rd start of the season tonight. Bradford with 98 Ks and 95 and a third innings of work. Bradford was far and away the Rangers' leader in strikeouts last year, and we're starting to see him get back to that stretch. In the month of August, Bradford 2-0 with a 1.53 ERA as he got the win personally in the first two. The last time out, Bradford facing Corpus Christi, he struck out seven batters, walked one, gave up one earned run, and it was on a solo homer on four hits in 5 2/3 innings. But the Rough Riders lost that ball game. Unfortunately, couldn't give him any runs of support. And a really good start for Cody Bradford. Otherwise, goes down as the Riders drop that game at Whataburger Field. So it's Bradford tonight, and he's looked really sharp in his last couple of ball games. He's faced Wichita twice this year, but coming all the way back on the end of May and the beginning of June. His mound opponent tonight, the right-hander Daniel Gossett at 6 foot, 185 pounds, the 29-year-old taken by the Oakland A's out of Clemson in 2014, and what a stretch it's been for him working his way through the minor league system. For Gossett tonight, it will be his 130th minor league game. Time for the national anthem. We'll step aside and first pitch next between Frisco and Wichita on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit RidersBaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watley with the tag. They got him.
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores.
2-1.
High fly ball out into right field. Incoming Lazy River.
He offers in the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Got him at 98 for the backwards K.
Deep down the left field line. Forget it. Way out of here.
The
temptation.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
At the wall. Makes the catch.
Way out of here and gone.
He went around. Strike three and the Riders win.
And now let's head out to the ballpark for the call of tonight's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
This series all knotted up at one game apiece and a Thursday night matchup between two of the best in the Texas League. Hi, folks. Welcome back to Riders Field as the Frisco Rough Riders continuing a six-game series hosting the Wind Surge of Wichita. Cody Bradford, the left-handed starter, out on the mound, and he's ready to rock tonight as he's really turned a corner in the 2022 season. Bradford leading the Riders in starts this year with 98 strikeouts in 95 and a third innings of work. For Bradford, tonight will be his 23rd start of the season. The left-hander drafted by the Baylor Bears out of the sixth round in 2019 and the native of Aledo, Texas, just about ready to rock from Riders Field. Let's meet the starting lineup for the Wichita Wind Surge. At the top spot in the Texas League North, the shortstop, Austin Martin, coming to the plate to lead things off. Second baseman, Edward Julian, batting second, with Sabato at first, batting third. And Alex Isola, the designated hitter, batting fourth. We'll get you the rest of the lineup as soon as Cody Bradford, set to throw tonight's first pitch, on its way. Fastball at 91, zooms across at 7.06, and we're off and running from Riders Field. A little overcast and low 80s. A nice, cool first pitch temp. Bradford's 0-1. Swinging a tapper by Martin. Puts the left-hander in front quickly. No balls, two strikes. Bradford faced Wichita back at the end of May on a ball game that was shortened by rain on May 31st. And it delayed, really, the first true meeting for Bradford against Wichita until June 5th, towards the end of that series. Bradford working on Martin. No balls, two strikes to begin tonight's game. Tall left-hander kicks and fires home. Dots the outside corner. Strike three called. Three pitches for Cody Bradford to Austin Martin, who goes down watching to begin the night. First strikeout for Cody Bradford. What a start for the left-hander, who's been on a tear in the month of August. 22 strikeouts and two walks in 17 and two-thirds innings of work. Lefty-lefty matchup for Bradford. Here's Edward Julian. There's a fastball. Dots the lower outer edge. No balls and a strike. Julian batting second at second tonight. Bradford's 0-1. Tapped over the net, and it's 0-2. We got you the Wind Surge top four. After Isola batting cleanup, it's the third baseman, Junior Severino batting fifth. Anthony Prado in left, who has dazzled defensively this series. He bats sixth. And then 79 of Kersey, Schmidt, and Holland. No balls, two strikes, the pitch home. Just high and outside. One ball, two strikes as Bradford misses the zone for the first time tonight. He's got Julian sitting 1-2. Bradford comes home, just missing outside. Two balls, two strikes for Cody Bradford. We mentioned the three starts for him in the month of August. The first two resulting in wins for Bradford. That's what steers him to the 2-0 record in the month. Reaches into the glove, and he's ready for the break-even pitch. Over the net. Still two balls, two strikes. That one came up this way. Frisco in the home cream uniforms tonight with the double R red ball cap. Wichita has worn their reds with the no buttons every game this week. Again, the 2-2. Missing low. Tight miss of the zone, and it's now three balls, two strikes. Pete Talkington behind home plate, calling the balls and strikes. Trevor Daniger up the third baseline, and our crew chief of Ty Krause at first. Payoff pitch. Just missed outside. Boy, Bradford couldn't have put it in a tighter spot on the outside edge. And after a three-pitch backwards K on Austin Martin, he gives up just his third walk of the month. Edward Julian continues to get on base. He had a multi-hit game last night, and then in Tuesday's opener, he walked three times in five trips to the plate. Aaron Sabato, the first baseman now, and he stares at a first pitch taken strike, 0-1. The Rough Riders have started to win some ball games recently, but still fluttering around the 500 mark in their last 10. The 0-1. Swing and a miss as Sabato cutting through a breaking ball at 82 from Bradford. And now no balls, two strikes. But Wichita continues to pace the way in the north. And it's a cushiony six-game lead for the Wind Surge in front of Springfield. 0-2. High pop-up and behind home plate from Sabato. This one will find the seats. Still no balls, two strikes. Springfield, however, has won six of their last 10. But it's Wichita that entered this series winners of nine of their last 10. They've been hot. Bradford checking the runner at first and the 0-2 again. Swing and a miss, strike three. Sabato whipping through the heater at 92. And a pair of punch-outs for Bradford in the first inning, two gone. Alex Isola, the next man to the plate. As Bradford trying to deal with the one-out walk he allowed to Julian back as his second batter face tonight. Alex Isola has played baseball pretty well lately. Bradford lefty-righty to him. The toss home. Just missing inside on a breaking ball. Count starts 1-0 to Alex Isola. That's 17 for his last 45s in his last 12 games. Rounding out that batting average to a 378 stretch in that time since coming back from the injured list. The 1-0. Again, running south on Bradford. That time the fastball, and it misses downstairs. Two balls, no strikes. Isola, the designated hitter again, with a hit in five consecutive games. Bradford's 2-0. Sprays it foul. Now two balls and a strike. Isola, despite coming back from the injured list, still fifth on the team in home runs and seventh on the RBI with 2 months of a gap blocked out of his season. Found ways to produce. 2-1. Dots the strike zone for strike two. Bradford put it right on the border's edge of the zone inside on Isola, and it evens up the count. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Just underway from Frisco, Texas. And the lights are on Thursday night, about 7:15. Bradford checking Julian at first base. And now the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Back-to-back punch-outs for Bradford to capitalize the end of the top of the first inning. He strikes out the side in the first. No runs, no hits, and a runner left on base. What a start to the ballgame for Cody Bradford. Riders coming to the plate for the first time tonight next on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Where's the love?
A beautiful Thursday night for Frisco Rough Riders Baseball. Just underway from Riders Field. Scoreless between the Wind Surge and the Rough Riders. Johnny Ornelas standing at the plate. And the first pitch runs across the zone for a take and strike one. The right-hander Daniel Gossett out on the bump facing Ornelas, the leader in the Texas League in the hits department despite that average dropping, a one. Bouncing in front of the catcher Schmidt. He couldn't get his glove on it. Quickly 1 ball and 1 strike. We mentioned it earlier, but tonight for Gossett, his 130th minor league appearance. He was drafted by Oakland out of Clemson back in 2014. 1 ball, 1 strike. Breaking ball that runs down and away. Counts 2-1 to the third baseman Ornelas as we'll get you the rest of the Riders batting lineup. Righty-righty from Gossett as he fires home. Ornelas on a line. Diving stab from Martin for the out. 106 as Ornelas was able to crank it on a sharp frozen rope left side of the infield. And Martin just a little bit faster. Oh. Great contact, though, for Ornelas again at 106. Just right at the sixth spot. Luis Angel Acuna, the shortstop, now in. Righty-righty, the pitch home. Missing low. 1 ball, no strikes. Behind Acuna tonight, Aaron Zavala on deck, the designated hitter batting third. And Justin Foscue at second, batting cleanup. Gossett, the 1-0 pitch home. Chopper, third base side. And on a hop, Severino waiting back on it. Throws to first to get Acuna. 6 pitches for Gossett, and the Riders putting them in play. The 2 up, 2 down. Zavala now coming to the plate with Justin Foscue on deck. First baseman Blaine Krim batting 5th tonight. Center field, Kellen Strom batting 6th. And then 7-8-9 for Frisco of the left fielder, Trevor Hover. Catcher David Garcia, and in right field, Miguel Aparicio. Righty-lefty to Zavala standing in. Had a multi-hit night last night. Pitch home, and on the first one, he sees on the ground up the middle for a base hit. Right fielder Holland cutting it off and ran over top of it, but Zavala staying at first base with a two-out single. Quick action on the right-hander, Gossett. And Frisco wasting no time to pick up their first hit of the ballgame. Two-out single, and now the second baseman, Justin Foscue, coming to the dish. Rough Riders last night had a tough time on the right-hander, Cody Lawyerson. They had three different base runners going into the fourth inning, two of them on walks but no hits until a leadoff single from Zavala. First pitch to Foscue. Breaking ball nibbles at the outer edge, and it's 0-1. Two outs in the ninth back in Tuesday's opener, and with Jax Biggers pinch running for David Garcia at second base, a two-out RBI single to force extras by Aaron Zavala. Throw back to first, and Zavala on a belly flop back to the bag. Scoreless with two outs for Frisco in the bottom of the first inning. Wichita and Frisco all tied up at a game apiece in the series. The right-hander Gossett giving up a two-out single. The 0-1. Hard ground ball right to short. Scooped from Martin, and he flips to Julian covering the bag for the force out and the final out of the first inning. Rough Riders with some hard hit balls, but the wind surge defense ready for it on the left side, and no runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left stranded. We go to the second inning, still scoreless from Riders Field on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hi, I'm Dennis Jenkins. Did you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services offers not only pest control services, but also lawn care and maintenance, irrigation, landscaping, plumbing, heating and air conditioning, handyman services, and pool services? ABC's been serving Texas for over 70 years. Find us on the web at goanteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
Carpet Tech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Good start for both our pitchers in the first inning. Scoreless as we press on into the second from Riders Field. Cody Bradford, the Riders starter, back on the mound. And the first pitch is slapped back to the net. No balls and a strike to the third baseman, Junior Severino. Switch hitter right in the middle of the wind search lineup. 5-6-7 due to the plate for Wichita to begin the second. Bradford no hits back in the first inning. His 0-1 pitch. Severino swings and misses, and it's 0-2. Bradford gave up a one-out walk to Edward Julian. And Julian this year, the league leader in walks. Just give him another one. Best on base percentage in the league. Severino stepping out from the right side, now back ready. Bradford's 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Got him upstairs for his fourth strikeout of the night. Five batters faced for Cody Bradford, four strikeouts. And just a casual Thursday night for the left-hander. Anthony Prado coming to the plate with one out in the first pitch. Inside, missing. And it's one ball, no strikes. Bradford back in the first inning, 19 pitches, 13 of them finding the zone. He's ready for the 1-0. Back in the strike zone, and it evens up the count at one ball and one strike. Well, Cody Bradford entering tonight in a stat that only we will look at. His best month in strikeouts came back in June. One ball, one strike. Tapper at the plate. Prado reaching on the outside edge and just got a piece of it from Bradford. It's now 1-2. Bradford back in June finished the month 2-2 with a 3.65 earned run average. It was an up and down year to start it out for Bradford. A part of a Rough Riders rotation entering the year that had a lot of eyeballs. 1-2. Sprayed foul. One ball, two strikes. And in large part because of how Bradford finished 2021. He started with Hickory and really racked up the strikeouts before joining Frisco on August 5th. And in his Rough Riders debut, 9 Ks. 1-2 off the plate. Now the count's evened up. Two balls, two strikes. 9 strikeouts for Bradford that came back on August 5th. 5 1/3 innings of work. The next night out, did it the same. 2-2, swing and a miss. Got him for strike 3. And now 5 punch-outs for Cody Bradford on 6 batters faced. Boy, we are seeing a special start to the ballgame for Cody Bradford. And there's 2 gone. Saw Prado reaching on the outside edge of the plate earlier in the at-bat and put it right back there for him. Now to Sean Kersey, due up. Lefty-lefty in the first pitch home. Swing and a miss down to the zone. And it's 0-1. 10 pitches for Cody Bradford in the second inning. 8 of them strikes. The 0-1 pitch inside on Kersey. The count's evened up at 1-1. And so Bradford ended in September with 13 strikeouts, 2 walks. 1-1. Just missing his mark. Little high and in. And it's 2-1. Only batter that Bradford has been behind tonight came on Julian back in the first inning. Trailed him 3-2 and then gave up the 1-out walk. 2-1. Sprayed foul. Crack shot off the bat of Kersey, left side of the concourse. And it's 2-2. Bradford entering tonight with 22 strikeouts in the month of August. His most this year in a month came in June with 28. He's got 5 tonight. Bradford ready from the left side. Winds home the 2-2 pitch. Back to the net. Kersey just got a piece of it as Cody Bradford looking to K the side in the second inning. And what would be his 6th strikeout of the ballgame to start. Got some serious intent in a Thursday night start. He's got Kersey 2-2. The break even. Back to the screen again. The center fielder playing spoiler will do it once more. Bradford leading this team in starts this year. He was the Rough Riders opening day starter all the way back in April. Again, his break even. A little check swing back to the net above the Frisco dugout. And Kersey battling with the bases clear and 2 gone. Bradford working on the center fielder Kersey. 2-2, the pitch off the plate. 3-2, the count works. Pitch number 9 of the at-bat. In the air, weakly hit left side. Ornelas sitting back on it, and the third baseman makes the catch. Bradford facing the minimum despite a long at-bat. He gets Deshaun Kersey to pop out. And how about 5 strikeouts for Cody Bradford out of the gate? No runs, no hits, nobody left aboard for the wind surge in the top of the second. Riders back to the dish next for the home half from Frisco, Texas. Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Still scoreless in the early stages of Game 3 of the six-game series. Daniel Gossett, the right-hander, back on the mound and quickly back to work. Frisco sending 5-6-7 to the plate. And they begin with Blaine Krim, the first baseman, his first at-bat of the night. Oh, 1-2-1. High pop-up. Right side, shallow right field, and Julian, the second baseman, a long run. He makes a catch. Krim popping out to Julian, the second baseman, on just two pitches, and that's what Gossett did so well back in the first. Julian able to range it down. Center fielder Kellen Strom coming to the plate. Gossett giving up a first pitch single to Zavala. The only tally up on the scoreboard currently. Ready, righty. First pitch. Strom backed away from the plate, and it's 1-0. Eight pitches, five of them strikes. And that's just the 11th of the night for Gossett. The 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball inside. Almost found Strom. Ringed his doorbell. And it's 2-0. Gossett, the reigning Texas League Pitcher of the Month. The 2-0 pitch. Chopper third base side. Severino back on it. Fires across the diamond. What a stab from Sabato on a stretch to get Strom motoring down the line by a half step. Severino had to give up a couple of ticks to sit back and wait for it. And a long throw to first was in time to get Strom, and there's the first out. Five pitches for Gossett, the reigning Texas League Pitcher of the Week, we should add. All he did the last time out, a complete game no-hitter. First pitch to Trevor Hauver is low. Bounces across the dirt, 1-0. Threw 120 pitches against the Tulsa Drillers his last time out. Finished with 10 strikeouts and a no-hitter. The 1-0. Bounced across the dirt. It's two balls, no strikes. Just an incredible story for Gossett with how long and lengthy his road through professional baseball has been. Go back to when he was drafted by Oakland in 2014. 2-0. Hauver grounding one, hardly hit right side. A bouncer to Julian. Settles and throws to first, and that'll do it. Eight pitches for Gossett in the second. 16 that he's fired tonight. And the Rough Riders, with just a hit on the scoreboard, still scoreless. We go to the third inning from Riders Field. Wichita back to the plate to start out the third inning next.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back to start out the third from Riders Field. Chris Jarrett flying solo with you tonight. The catcher Kyle Schmidt coming to the plate. 8-9-1 for the wind surge. In the top of the third inning, Cody Bradford back to work. And his first pitch, 89 miles an hour, missing tall, 1-0. Schmidt making his series debut against the Riders, 1-0. Tapped back to the screen, and a loud clunk off the backstop. It's 1-1. First time we've seen Schmidt behind the plate. It's been Jair Camargo the last two nights. He's been back-to-back nights behind the dish, gets the night off. And tonight it's Schmidt standing at the plate. Cody Bradford, all he's done tonight is five strikeouts in two innings. Deshaun Kersey, the only batter he's faced and the only out recorded that hasn't been a Bradford K. The 1-1. Dropped it right into the zone, and it's 1-2. Longest at-bat came to Deshaun Kersey. Popped it out the left side. Pitch home, swing and a miss, strike three. Six punch-outs for Cody Bradford. And there's one gone in the third inning. Just keeps racking them up. Eight batters faced, six strikeouts for the left-hander. And now the right fielder, Will Holland, coming to the plate. Still no hits for Wichita. They had a walk back in the first inning, but Bradford has been in cruise control. First pitch. Missing outside. One ball, no strikes. It's college night at Riders Field. Folks gearing up for football season. They've got designated seating sections. The 1-0. That finds a strike zone. Bradford evening up the count to Holland, 1-1. Holland this season, a .333 average as he's boomed back. The 1-1. Missing low. Now two balls and a strike. Since the promotion for Holland, this is his 12th game with the wind surge, 10 RBI, and a .488 on base percentage. Two balls, one strike. Straightens him up. Finds the strike zone, and the count's now 2-2. Holland resets. 225 at the high A level for Holland. That's in Cedar Rapids. Bradford ready for the break-even pitch. Just missed outside. 93 miles an hour on the heater, and the count's full. Three balls, two strikes. Bradford already ready for the payoff pitch. Base is clear. Here it is. Back to the screen. Three balls, two strikes. 85 games for Holland with the Colonels. That's in the Midwest League. And an OPS of a .693. He gets bumped up to Wichita. And the OPS of a 1.185. Happens sometimes. Guys just click. Bradford's payoff pitch. Sprayed in the air and fouled away. We'll do it over again. For Bradford, just having to worry about the pitch count. And looking to keep that low, he can go a long ways. Long look in for the southpaw, Cody Bradford. Ready for the 3-2 pitch. Grounded third base side and foul up the line. Pitch number 9 of the at-bat on its way next. And Trevor Hover, the left fielder, has to get that long foul ball. Still a full count to the right fielder, Holland, with the bases clear and one gone in the top of the third. Bradford K'd the side in the first, had two more in the second, and he started the third with a punch out. Looking for number 7. Long hold. And now again the payoff. Popped in the air. Weakley hit right side. Aparicio charging in. Lays out. Can't make the catch. Krim has to play it back in as Holland now motoring for third. The throw to Ornelas is not in time. A one-out triple on a bloop shot up the first baseline for Will Holland. And that's the first hit allowed tonight. Boy, what a tough break for Bradford. A long at-bat. And on the ninth pitch of the AB, sounded like Krim was trying to talk to Aparicio saying, you have room for that, but that's a long run for anyone. Just couldn't see it well. So the first hit of the night for Wichita has a runner 90 feet away on a one-out triple. And the top of the order due up has the Rough Riders meeting out on the mound. Austin Martin set to come to the plate. He was strikeout victim number one back to begin the night. Cody Bradford started him out with three pitches, and he went down watching for strike three. Windsurge and Riders scoreless in the top of the third, but Wichita already with an RBI chance, the first of the night as they pick up their first hit against Bradford. And the Windsurge really benefit when they find the scoreboard first against their opponent. 50-11 when Wichita can tally the night's first run. They did it last night, picked up the win. 16-37 when their opponent scores first. First pitch to Martin. Off the plate. One ball, no strikes. Bradford entering this third inning with just two at-bats that began with a miss of the zone. 1-0 pitch. That's high and outside. Two balls, no strikes. But in this third, unfortunately for him, every at-bat has started with a first pitch miss. As Wichita maybe getting a little bit more patient at the plate, seeing more pitches. Martin with the infield in, the 2-0 to him. Hard grounder right to Acuna. Comes to the plate. Tag applied, not in time. Acuna came right home. And that ball got to him so fast that it looked like he did. And Holland wearing the chalk as he came across the plate. Take another look on stream on a hot chopper. One hop to Acuna. He threw to Garcia. Boy, and Holland basically flopped right down and was able to just get by the glove of Garcia. As the throw had his glove a little bit in towards the infield and still only one out. Martin at first on the fielder's choice. As the Windsurge striking first tonight, it's 1-0 Wichita. Edward Julian standing in, and now time called. Cody Bradford beginning this third inning with six strikeouts on eight batters faced, but then a triple and a fielder's choice. First pitch to Julian running down and low. Little outside. One ball, no strikes. Rough Riders shut out last night. Not typically we see that out of this offense that finds himself with the best overall record in the South. The 1-0's a high charge out to straightaway center. Strom backpedaling, now underneath it, makes the catch. Martin tagging and bluffs. He'll head back to first. Long second out for Cody Bradford and the Riders in the top of the third. Two gone with Wichita on top, 1-0. We mentioned Wichita on the road. The batting average is far worse than when they suited up at home. A different ball club that has won 20 of their last 24 home games. Bradford checking first, and the first pitch. That misses outside, one ball, no strikes. Aaron Sabato, the first baseman, standing in. He struck out swinging back in the first inning, was one of three punch-outs for Bradford in that first frame. Dealing with the runner at first. The 1-0. Sabato watches one run low, and it's two balls, no strikes. Will Holland with a bloop triple up the right field line. And then Austin Martin on a hard hit ground ball. Acuna came to the plate, and Holland beat the tag. 2-0 from Bradford. There's a strike, and it's now 2-1. For Bradford, he threw 37 pitches through his first two innings. Despite only facing seven batters in two innings, he threw 37 pitches with almost 20 in each two. The 2-1, down and away. Sabato changing his approach. He swung and missed through the third strike after fouling the last two away back in the first inning. And now working with a 3-1 count. Bradford coming to a set and throws to first. And it's Martin flopping back to the bag. 19 pitches for Bradford, the left-hander, in the first inning. And he threw 18 for 13 strikes in the second. Bradford ready, looking at Martin at first, and then throws back to the bag again. Still three balls and a strike. Cody Bradford can only throw to first twice in an individual at-bat. And so with Sabato standing at the plate, he throws over consecutively with Martin at first. Now comes home. High pop-up off the bat of Sabato. Left side of the infield. Ornelas, the third baseman, coming in, and he makes a catch. One run in on one hit for Wichita as Cody Bradford able to get out of it in the top of the third inning, but not before a run comes in to score. Wind surge strike first on Thursday night, and the Rough Riders, with work to be done, they trail it 1-0 into the home half of the third inning next.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. And actually, they're in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Are you looking to work for a local, family-oriented company with growth opportunities in the fields of pest control, lawn care, plumbing, HVAC, handyman services, or pool services? ABC Home and Commercial Services is hiring for all fields for both experienced and inexperienced professionals. We offer great benefits such as health, dental, vision, paid time off, and a 401k. Apply today at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Off and running in the home half of the third inning on the Riders Baseball Network. Switch hitting catcher David Garcia standing in, and Daniel Gossett quickly back to work. The 0-1 is lined right to second, and Julian hauls it in on the catch. Two pitches to David Garcia, and he blisters one on a line right side of the infield and hauled in. Two strikes to David Garcia, and he lines out to second for the first out. And Edward Julian has been active tonight. That's his third assisted putout. Miguel Aparicio standing in. And the first pitch dots the zone, and it's 0-1. Right fielder coming to the plate, batting ninth for his first appearance in the series. Righty-lefty to him. The 0-1 slapped the other way. Shoots it up the left field line, and a long tailing foul ball to the concourse. 0-2. Aparicio joining Frisco as a 2021 rider. The 0-2. Tapper off of Aparicio. He fouls it away. Still no balls, two strikes. This is 15th game since returning to Frisco. He's elsewhere in the Complex League this season. And now back with the Riders. 2.22 average for him in game number 15 in 2022. Gossett working on Aparicio. No balls, two strikes. He comes home, bouncing in the plate, bouncing across the plate and in the dirt. Counts 1-2. Boy, Daniel Gossett has been sharp tonight. The right-hander throwing eight pitches in each of his two innings in the rearview mirror. He threw two pitches to David Garcia, giving up the sharp line drive to Edward Julian for the out. And now the fifth pitch to Aparicio on its way. called strike three. Got him on the outside edge. And there's the first punch out of the night for Gossett. Two gone in the third inning, and the right-hander cruising. Top of the order due up in the third baseman, Jonathan Ornelas, coming to the plate. We mentioned for Ornelas, it's been tough to watch as his average has ducked below the 300 line in what's been an incredible season for him. First pitch, low. Make it one ball and no strikes. Hard line out in his first at-bat of the night back in the bottom of the first. The 1-0 pitch to him. Bouncing again in front of the plate. And two balls, no strikes. Gossett, as we mentioned tonight, being his 130th minor league appearance, has had a long road through pro ball. Stops in Oakland system, Boston, and now Minnesota. The 2-0 inside. It scoots Ornelas away. Now three balls, no strikes. Hasn't given up a walk tonight. Matter of fact, the at-bat to Aparicio was his longest at-bat of the night. 3-0 pitch home. Hard grounder to short. Martin eats it up, settles and throws to first as Ornelas had the 3-0 green light, and he sharply grounds one out from short to Sabato at first. 6-3 goes the put out, and the Riders put away in order for the second consecutive inning. Still Frisco with just one hit coming back in the first inning, and the wind surge in front. 1-0. We go to the fourth inning from Frisco, Texas next.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at MakoSmartRobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the fourth inning starting now from Riders Field. Back on this August 25th, Cody Bradford back to work. First pitch missing upstairs. One ball, no strikes to the designated hitter, Alex Isola, standing in to lead things off for the wind surge in the top of the fourth. Bradford's 1-0. Thought about from Isola, and he held up. Two balls, no strikes to 4-5-6 on the appeal to Ty Krause. He's our crew chief. Cody Bradford throwing over 60 pitches now. The 2-0. High pop-up out to right field. Shallow. Aparicio coming in. Right fielder running and makes the catch. That'll get the Lazy River active. That's their buddy out there in right field. Three-pitch pop-out from Isola. It's Aparicio taking all the cheers and jeers from the Lazy River out in right. One out for Bradford, and he faces the third baseman, Junior Severino, with the bases clear. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. And it's 0-1. Well, Cody Bradford maybe had the best start to a game that we've seen from any Frisco starter this year. The 0-1. Tipped into the glove of Garcia, and it's 0-2. Bradford threw 2 1/3, so basically after the strikeout to begin the third inning. He had 6 Ks on 8 batters faced. Gave up a walk back in the first inning and got Kersey to pop out to end the second. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. 7 strikeouts tonight for Cody Bradford. And there's 2 gone in the fourth. 3 pitches to Severino and blew the high heater right by him. Oh, that bat is history. Left fielder Anthony Prado now coming to the plate. Lefty righty. First pitch roped towards the Riders bullpen. Look out. A screaming liner. There's Grant Wolfram. No balls and a strike to Prado, the left fielder that has made some defensive gems out in left field this week. Bradford, the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. He's got Prado now 0-2. Bradford working and picking up his 7th strikeout in this inning. Looking to make it 8. No balls, 2 strikes to pitch. Driven in the air to straightaway center. Strom on the move. Back towards the warning track. Opens up and he makes the catch. Long fly out for Prado. But 3 batters faced for Bradford in the top of the 4th. No runs, no hits. He picks up his 7th strikeout of the night. And he's through 4 innings. Rough Riders trailing at 1-0. We go to the home half of the 4th inning from Riders Field after this.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back to work in the bottom of the fourth, and Luis Angel Acuna, the 20-year-old, standing in. Chris Jarrett with you from Frisco, Texas. Second at bat of the night for the Rough Riders shortstop. Already 0-1 to him, the pitch. Backs him away from the plate. Counts now 1-1. Acuna joining Frisco from High A Hickory back in the beginning of the month of August. Made quite the splash in the series against the Sod Poodles. 1-1 pitch. High pop-up out to straightaway center. Kersey, the center fielder, now jogging in, and he makes a catch. Acuna retired on 4 pitches. Again, the leadoff man retired for Gossett as he's been rolling tonight out on the mound. Fly out from Acuna, and there's one gone. Base is clear for the designated hitter, Aaron Zavala, who's got the only hit on Gossett tonight. Righty-lefty, the first pitch. Missing low, 84 miles an hour on the secondary from Gossett, and the count's 1-0. The right-hander with 27 pitches, 16 strikes through 3 innings. The 1-0. Breaking ball off the plate. 2 balls, no strikes. Had his most strenuous inning back in the third. Despite another 1-2-3 frame, he threw 11 pitches. That was the most in any inning tonight so far for him. 2-0. Outside. 3 balls, no strikes to Zavala, who's got a really sharp eye of the zone. Zavala with 9 walks in 11 games. The 3-0. A taken strike outside, and it's now 3-1. Tonight his 12th. He's picked up 14 hits in those 12 games. Give him 5 doubles in that time. 3 balls and a strike. Catches the zone. And it's now 3-2. Gossett starting the at-bat 3-0. It's the second time he's done it. He had Ornelas 3-0. Back with 2 outs and the bases clear in the bottom of the third to Jonathan Ornelas. Grounded out left side to end the inning. Gossett ready for the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Zavala goes down swinging. And an emphatic pound of the glove for the right-hander Gossett. He picks up his 2nd punch out. And there's 2 gone. Not an easy assignment against this Rough Riders offense. Got Zavala reaching down on a beauty. 2 up, 2 down for him. Now facing the second baseman, Justin Foscue, first pitch. Big looper at 80 miles an hour dots the zone. And it's no balls and a strike. Foscue with a team-high 28 doubles, 10 homers for him this year. 832 OPS. The 0-1. High, lifted in the air, first base side, and it pulls Sabato into foul territory, right in front of the tarp, and he's got room to haul it in. A 2-pitch pop-out to Foscue to end the inning, and 12 pitches used by Gossett against Frisco in the bottom of the fourth. Riders still with 1 hit tonight, and Gossett, you see Howe able to complete that 9-inning no-hitter last time out, cruising on few pitches, and already heading to the 5th from Riders Field. 1-0 win surge, back after this.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your all-time favorite patty melt with 2 fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, and creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this delicious all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you should just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Ooh, glad that dilemma's over. The Whataburger patty melt, just like you like it. Order online to earn rewards.
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home, and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
One to nothing win surge as we roll on into the 5th. 8 o'clock on the nose as Cody Bradford throws home the first pitch. Lazily rolled over to Foscue at second, throws to first. And that'll help the pitch count. Deshaun Kersey grounding out on the first pitch from Cody Bradford, as he entered the inning with just 69 pitches used. There's number 70, and there's the first out of the top of the 5th. Winsurge got a 1-out bloop triple back in the top of the 3rd inning. Bradford's first pitch. Kyle Schmidt pops one in the air up the first base side. Long run for Aparicio. And just by a matter of feet over the railing and hopping into the Winsurge bullpen. All right, I'll get it. No balls and a strike. The triple came off the bat of the right fielder, Will Holland. Poked it up the right field line, and it was too long of a run for Aparicio to range it down. And the first baseman, Krim, kind of gave him ground to make a play, and it landed safely on the grass. Bradford's 0-1 pitch. High and inside. Evened up count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Holland awaiting on deck. That's the only hit in the ballgame for Wichita. One ball, one strike to pitch. Outside. Now 2-1. This is a game that's got just two hits. I mean, Wichita, a total of three base runners tonight through 4 1/3. 2-1 in the air behind home plate. Clank off the facing up on the third level. Counts evened up, two balls, two strikes. Schmidt, the native of Smithville, Texas, back in his home state. The 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Bradford got him on strikes for his eighth punch out of the night. And there's two gone in the fifth. For Bradford, that's his 30th strikeout of the month of August in his fourth start. He entered tonight with 22 and just two walks. Now give him 30 Ks and three walks. Lefty-righty. And a rematch on Will Holland as he swings through the first offer from Bradford, 0-1. The only damage allowed by Bradford tonight is he got the pop-up, but it just found the weak spot out in right field. The 0-1. Low and smothered by Garcia. One ball and one strike. Holland did not appear in the first matchup. Fourth rounder back in 2018. One ball, one strike. Upstairs, a little outside. And now 2-1 to Holland with the top of the order waiting on deck. That was the formula for the first run of the night. Coming back in the top of the third. Holland, the triple with only one out. The 2-1. Swing and a miss. Chasing the high breaking ball, and the count's evened up at 2-2. Bradford with eight strikeouts tonight. He had nine back on August 12th against San Antonio. And a chance to tie that if he can get Holland here. The Riders' bullpen starting to get active. Two balls, two strikes, a pitch. Lifted in the air out to right field. Aparicio now charging in, and again, that's going to fall and find the grass. Another bloop shot off the bat of Will Holland. Yeah. All smiles out of the right fielder and says, oops, I did it again. Man. Second hit of the night for Wichita, and both of them belong to Holland. And both of them looking similar like that. Here comes the leadoff hitter in Austin Martin, seeing if he can make anything of it. Two out base runner and the second hit allowed by Bradford. Lefty-righty to the Wichita shortstop. Acuna playing deep in the sixth spot, right up the middle, the left side of the infield. Bradford's first pitch. High drive out to right field. Aparicio going back, now stops. Makes a catch and tosses it to his fans out in the lazy river. That'll do it for Wichita in the top of the fifth inning. Cody Bradford with eight strikeouts through five innings, giving up one run on two hits and one walk. It's been another special start for the left-hander Bradford. Riders to the plate for the home half of the fifth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline and the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco trailing 1-0 in game 3 of a 6-game series. And again, it's Blaine Krim to begin the inning. Rough Riders trailing it 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network. First pitch, that runs low, little outside. One ball, no strikes to the first baseman, Krim. That was a two-pitch pop-out victim back in the second. And standing in for the second time. 1-0. That misses off the plate. Two balls, no strikes to Krim. Frisco has gone down 1-2-3 in their last three trips to the plate. They've had one base runner tonight. The 2-0. Breaks the bat of Krim on a flare shot right side and sneaks through the hole for a base hit. Julian laid out for it, but the second baseman had it just out of his reach. And Blaine Krim producing the second Riders hit of the night. Got it down and outside. It broke his bat. And Julian trying his best to try and range that one in, but unable to do so. Riders with some traction. Here comes the center fielder, Kellen Strom. Righty-righty, as Gossett giving up his second hit allowed tonight. First pitch to Strom. That misses the zone. One ball, no strikes to the center fielder. Again, just his second at-bat coming in the bottom of the fifth. Finds it hard to believe. That's how this game has moved. Righty-righty with Krim at first being held aboard. The 1-0. Breaking ball that dots his own. And Strom now sitting even at one ball and one strike. For Frisco, that breaks a streak of nine consecutively retired. Hard hit ground ball from Krim. Gossett ready, and the break even. Strom shows bunt, drops it beautifully, third base side. Gossett off the mound, throws to first, not in time. Oh man, what a throw from Gossett. As I thought, that was really well placed by Strom up the third base side, but the right-hander got to it and fired on line to first. But the hustle from Kellen Strom, as it has so many times this year, getting him aboard yet again. Let's take another look. Oh, man, is that tight. Certainly made a case to be there in time, though. And that puts two aboard with nobody out. Frisco looking for their first run of the ball game as they entered the bottom of the fifth with just one hit. They've been able to triple that in this inning now with three. Righty-lefty to Trevor Hover standing in the first pitch. Breaking ball missing down and in, 1-0. Hover was in the deal that sent Joey Gallo to the Yankees, which we now know did not last too long, as the Rangers really lucked out. They got Ezekiel Duran, Josh Smith, both now big leaguers. The 1-0. Swing and a miss from Hover. And it's now 1-1. Well, out of that, they got Trevor Hover as well. Native of Chandler, Arizona, that found out that he was being traded to the Texas Rangers via a Twitter DM. It's today's age. One ball, one strike, the pitch. Finds the strike zone, and it's now 1-2. I say that, but you think that a lot of these guys are looped into the discussions about how they're going to be traded or anything. And Auber was out at dinner with some teammates and saw that Gallo had been shipped to the Yankees, and so jokingly they start to joke, oh, you're traded, you're traded. Little did he know, the 1-2. Hard grounder towards second. Julian scoops it, flips through the glove to second, and bobbled by Martin on the relay. They'll say that Strom was out as Martin was able to haul it in for at least the out, and then on the transfer going to his throwing right hand, ball popped out of his glove and found the dirt. So runners at the corners is at least Hover able to avoid the double play. Here comes the catcher, David Garcia. A big stretch in the Riders' order, trying to tie this game up in the bottom of the fifth inning. Runs have absolutely come at a premium. Frisco had just one hit entering this fifth. Wichita got a base hit back in the top of the inning for their fourth base runner of the night. Righty-lefty to the switch hitter, Garcia. The first pitch finds the strike zone outside, and it's 0-1. Gossett looking to slow things down, facing a big scoring threat by Frisco. They finished 1-for-8 in that department last night. The 0-1. Chopper first base side, foul, and it's 0-2. Beg your pardon, 0-for-8. as they were shut out 4-0. Gossett quickly forcing Garcia in an 0-2 spot as the catcher is standing in with a .210 batting average this year and 5 home runs. Really young and promising defensive catcher at just 22 from Caracas, Venezuela. Steps out for a reset from the left side as it's Gossett bent over and already ready to go. Krim at third, Hover at first, and Gossett the 0-2. Outside, tight miss. And it's now 1-2. Krim had a leadoff single, and then Kellenstrom with the bunt. The 1-2 looped over the net. Garcia just fights a piece of it out of the zone to stay alive. Still 1-2. Frisco, after this homestand, will go to Amarillo in what's going to be a really, really fun series. Circled that one thinking that after the Riders took 5-6 against the Sod Poodles, now officially 3 weeks ago, you'd think that there'd be fight left in Amarillo. 1-2. High fly ball out to straightaway center. Kersey going back, approaching the track, makes the catch. Krim tagging from third, Hover tagging from first, and Krim scores. A sacrifice fly from David Garcia ties our game up in the bottom of the fifth. We're even at 1-1. That one 406 feet out to straightaway center, 100 off the bat. And like that, David Garcia robbed of a three-run homer. We've seen a lot of, from each team, a lot of long fly balls in this series. And unfortunately, it was Garcia hitting it to that deep center field pocket here at Riders Field. Oh, and Gossett balked. He can't believe it. Gossett was approaching his first pitch to Aparicio, and he balked as Trevor Daniger saw it and then kind of showed him what he did. And now that moves Hover to third. See how important the tag up was on the drive out to center from Garcia to get him to second. Now he's 90 feet away. First pitch to Aparicio, and he waves and misses. 0-1. Frisco and Wichita tied, one run apiece in the bottom of the fifth. We started this game at 7:06. We're an hour 8 into it. The 0-1. Just missing. Gossett not happy as he really liked where he left that one. Counts evened up at 1-1. Sack fly from Garcia to tie the game up. And it has Aparicio with an RBI chance. The 1-1. Breaking ball. And he knew he had a good one but watched it miss. I should say watch it find the zone, and it's now 1-2. Two outs in the bottom of the fifth. Frisco won Tuesday's opener. Wichita evened the series with a 4-0 shutout against the Riders last night. The 1-2 home. Missed the zone. Did he go? Nope. Daniger giving Aparicio another shot in this at-bat as it evens up the count at 2-2. Bit of a rubber match feel tonight with each team holding a game advantage in the series. The 2-2. Tapper off the plate and a slow roller. Schmidt with the mask off. Throws to first in time for the third out. Frisco with one run in on two hits in the bottom of the fifth inning, and they strand what would have been the go-ahead runner at third base. That'll do it. It's been a tight ball game ever since the start. And Cody Bradford, the left-handed starter, back out of the mound for Frisco. When we come back, we'll start the sixth inning from Frisco, Texas next.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Lil' Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home.
Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Here's Cody Bradford back to work, and he faces Edward Julian. Fouls one away in the first offer from the left-hander Bradford. No balls and a strike. Julian in his third trip to the plate against Bradford tonight. Cody Bradford with five innings, comes out for a sixth. See a one. Hard grounder up the middle to Acuna. Shortstop's there for it. Throws to first, and he got him. Two pitches from Cody Bradford to keep that pitch count low. Now 83 used tonight, and quick at-bats like that will be a huge help to try and get him six innings tonight. Two pitches for the first out, and now the first baseman, Aaron Sabato, coming to the plate. Lefty-righty matchup on the first toss. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. It's going to be tough for Bradford to try and top what he did on August 2nd. He got the win against San Antonio. Nine strikeouts, 0-1. Missing low. Counts evened up, one ball, one strike. He's got eight right now, and so he could tie it with one more here in the sixth inning, or two more would give him 10. One ball, one strike. Swing and a miss as he pulled it back on Sabato. Now 1-2. A season most for Bradford came on June 17th when he struck out 11 and walked one. The 1-2. Hard ground ball to Acuna. Shortstop ready for it again. Throws to first. And Krim with the stretch for the second out. Couple ground balls handled by Acuna in the top of the sixth inning. Six pitches for Cody Bradford, cashing him in for a pair of outs against the wind surge in the top of the sixth. Two up, two down. Cleanup hitter and the designated hitter, Alex Isola, now standing in. Lefty-righty in the toss. Lifted in the air out to right field. Aparicio coming in towards the line, makes the catch. Seven pitches for Cody Bradford in the sixth inning. 88 on the night, and he's through six with eight strikeouts and one run on two hits given up. Riders and Wichita tied at a run apiece. Frisco back to the plate for the home half of the sixth inning next.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheese Burger. Made to order with two fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. I'm actually there in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheese Burger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Wind surge dipping into the bullpen for the first time tonight. And they send Osiris Herman, the right-hander, out at 3-3 on the year. The 23-year-old standing at 6'1", 170 pounds from San Cristobal, Dominican Republic. And it's Herman set to take things over for the wind surge. That'll end the night for Daniel Gossett. The right-hander Gossett throwing five innings of work tonight, giving up one run on three hits, no walks allowed, and just two strikeouts he finishes with. Herman ready for his first pitch. Here it is. Finds the strike zone. Top of the order due up for the Riders in a 1-1 tie ball game on Thursday night. Starts him out with a strike. Ornelas 0 for 2 tonight on a couple hard hit balls left side. The 0-1 sent on the ground the opposite way to second. Julian's there for it, throws to first. And there's the first out for Herman out of the bullpen. Two pitches to get Ornelas to ground out. Herman started the season with Cedar Rapids, but it didn't last long. Spent the month of April with the Colonels. A 1.17 ERA, 10 strikeouts, no walks in 7 2/3. Here's Luis Angel Acuna. First pitch. Way outside, and it's 1-0. Double-A debut on the season for Herman came on May 7th. He walked two batters in an inning. No runs in, though, on no hits. No damage done. 1-0. Swing and a miss from Acuna, and it's now one ball and one strike. Faced Frisco twice in that series at Riverfront. Finished with five strikeouts. 1-1 on the ground up the middle, and it just skipped over second. Throw to first in time. Boy, I don't know how that missed the second base bag, as Acuna had it scooting on the ground, and it just missed second base. Oh, it hopped right over the bag. Two up, two down for Herman, taking over for the right-hander Daniel Gossett. Aaron Zavala next. Rough Riders and Wind Surge tied at one run apiece. First pitch, inside, and it clunked Zavala. Couldn't get out of the way from the left side of the plate, and it hit him. First hit by pitch tonight for any team, and that puts Zavala aboard with two outs, gives Justin Foscue a chance. Bottom of the sixth inning, Rough Riders with three hits, Wichita with two, and we're even at a run apiece in the ballgame. Foscue reached on a fielder's choice back to end the first inning on a ground ball. On the first pitch from him, Wind Surge defense elected to flip it to second to force out Zavala, who was on base. Righty-righty matchup. And the first pitch home. Hard hit ground ball, third base side, and foul. Boy, that was tight roping the line up the third base side. And Severino off the bag. Couldn't have it. So a long reset for Foscue as he's got Zavala at first base. Two gone in the bottom of the sixth. Winner tonight takes a one-game advantage in the series. Herman ready, and the 0-1. Bouncing ball, third base side. Severino has it. Throws to first, and it's in time. That one stayed fair. And a two-out hit by pitch doesn't do any damage for Herman. He comes in his first inning. No runs, hits, or errors, and a runner left stranded. All done through six. We quickly go to the seventh in a 1-1 ball game on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Cody Bradford's night comes to a close, and Frisco now going to the bullpen. What a start it was for Bradford. Finished with 8 strikeouts on the night, now giving him an unbelievable 30 in the month of August. And Bradford giving up 1 run on 2 hits. No walks tonight. 6 full innings of work. 88 pitches for Cody Bradford. Here's Tim Brennan. First pitch blistered into the net above the Riders dugout. And it's 0-1. So 6 strong innings from Bradford. And Tim Brennan out on the mound. Very capable of taking the Riders the rest of the way. The 0-1. Upstairs. 1-1. For Brennan, this is his 17th appearance. A whip of 106 against hitters. The 1-1 dots the strike zone. Now 1-2. Brennan out for the first time, and he faces the middle of the order for Wichita. Third baseman Junior Severino is standing in. The 1-2. Late cut. Goes back into the net. Severino battling and staying alive. It's still 1-2. Strikeout form in the second and 1 in the fourth. Both on Bradford. 2 of his 8 Ks tonight. The 1-2. High and outside. 2-2 to Severino. All the offense belonging to the right fielder, Will Holland. He's got each of the 2 Wichita hits. The 2-2. Missing the zone. 3-2. He came in to score on a fielder's choice from Austin Martin on the triple back in the third. With the infield in, grounded to Acuna. He threw home, tagged out in time. 3-2. Chopper right side to Foscue. 2 hops, he's got it, throws to first. Blaine Krim hauls it in, and there's the first out for Tim Brennan in the top of the 7th. 1-1, and the left fielder, Anthony Prado, due up next. Brennan back for his 3rd summer in the Rangers system after being taken out of St. Joseph's in Philly. First toss to Prado, missing inside. 1-0. Anthony Prado tonight in the 6th spot of the Wichita lineup. He's 0-2 with a strikeout. And a long fly out to center back to end the 4th inning. The 1-0. Cued off the bat. A little slow roller to Ornelas. Running throw to first, and he got him. Those can be trouble with how much spin they have off on them. And Ornelas charging in from the 5 spot, coolly able to scoop and relay to first. And there's 2 gone. Tim Brennan, a 2-pitch ground out. That's what he does, is produce the rollovers against opposing hitters. Here's Deshaun Kersey. Righty-lefty, and the first pitch. Swing and a miss. Looked like a golf cut from the center fielder, Kersey. Down and inside. No balls and a strike, so he'll take the long reset. We mentioned for Brennan was normally the Tuesday starter and was repetitively making Tuesday starts for Frisco until this last Tuesday. The 0-1. That missed the zone. 1-1. Antoine Kelly was the Rough Riders Sunday starter. That was in the Corpus Christi series. Well, that game was rained out. The 1-1. Shot foul into the net. It's now 1-2. So Frisco, Kelly promised to start. They gave it to him. They rolled him into Tuesday to begin this week. And then Tim Brennan keep him in their pocket. Here he is tonight to try and make it a two-pitcher effort. The 1-2 outside. Two balls, two strikes. We say that because Brennan has really thrown some innings, especially in the month of August. Pitch home. Called strike three. Hung it on the outside edge to hang a backwards K on Kersey, and that'll do it for Wichita in the seventh. Rough Riders pitching with their ninth strikeout of the night as Tim Brennan taking over for Bradford, and a 1-2-3 seventh inning. He ends it with a backwards strikeout. No runs, no hits, nobody left aboard, and we go into the stretch in a 1-1 tie between Wichita and Frisco. The Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA. In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Blaine Krim standing in as we're back for the bottom of the seventh. First pitch lands into the zone. The ball's in a strike to the Riders first baseman that led things off back in the fifth inning, a frame where Frisco tallied their lone run tonight. The 0-1. Herman running one down and outside to Krim. One ball, one strike. That was on the right-handed starter Daniel Gossett. That threw five innings tonight. Gave up the one run on three hits. Pitch home. Off the plate. Two balls and a strike. Frisco entered the fifth inning with one hit. They went down in order 1-2-3 in the second, third, and fourth. 2-1 toss. High fly ball up the third baseline. If it's fair, it's gone. It is foul. Oh, 380 feet for Blaine Krim. And just in front of it. Boy, that one was not foul by much, but you could see hooking. And it sure was foul. Man, that one would have given Frisco the lead. Rings the bell. Now the 2-2, down and away. Three balls, two strikes. Looking to get Krim back in the power department. He does have 16 home runs on the year, so probably still there. 3-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him. First strikeout of the night for Osiris Herman. One gone in the seventh. Herman had Frisco with a hit-by-pitch on Aaron Zavala back in the sixth, but other than that, three ground balls produced. First pitch to Kellen Strom, and it misses off the plate. One ball, no strikes to the center fielder that had a bunt single back in that fifth inning. It shifted Krim to second, and then Trevor Hover able to reach on a fielder's choice for the first out. 1-0. Finds a strike zone on Strom. Counts evened up. Now 1-1. What a pitching matchup we had tonight as we entered headlining it, even going into last night. 1-1. Strom slaps one foul. Now 1-2. Cody Bradford, 8 Ks in 6 innings, 1 run on 2 hits given up. And then for Gossett tonight, only 2 strikeouts but no walks, 1 earned run on 3 hits in 5 innings. 1 ball, 2 strikes, the pitch home. Strom spoils one back to the net and stays alive. Still 1-2. 8:35 from Frisco, Texas. Now 8:36. We started at 7:05. Wichita and Frisco last night played 2:35 and on Tuesday 2:56. 1-2. Strom shoots one into left field for a base hit. Martin leapt in the air but couldn't haul it down. 98 off the bat for Strom. And a one-out single, his second hit of the night. Now the left fielder, Trevor Hover, next. Not before Ramon Borrego coming out, though, and he's going to take the ball from Osiris Herman. Looks like the night for the right-hander has come to a close as Wichita making a mid-inning pitching change, so we'll step aside. Bottom of the seventh, Strom at first base and only one out as the game's go-ahead run. Back after this, after a pitching change on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey Riders fans, looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Hey sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco with a runner at first base and one gone in the bottom of the seventh. They go to the bullpen. Trevor Hover is standing in, and the first pitch missing inside. 1 ball, no strikes from the right-hander Jordan Gore. Out now on the mound for Wichita. Right-hander with the long dark hair. 1 ball, no strikes. Hover swings and misses. And the count's evened up at 1-1. Gore at 28 years old. At 6 foot, 180 pounds. 1-2 on the season. 2 different teams, though, for him this year. 1 ball, 1 strike. Dots the strike zone on a breaking ball at 88. And now Gore in front of Hover, 1-2. Strom at first base as the last batter faced for Herman for the pitching change for Gore. 1 ball, 2 strikes, the pitch home. Outside. Counts even back up, 2-2. Hover reached on a fielder's choice and advanced to third back in the fifth inning. With Daniel Gossett on the hill. Couldn't come in to score, though. Aparicio grounding out to end the inning. 2 balls, 2 strikes, kicks and fires. Low, kicks in front of Schmidt. But Strom remains at first base. Counts full to Hover. 1 gone in the bottom of the seventh and a 1-1 tied ball game. For Gore, he was up in St. Paul at the AAA level. 15 games for him, all out of the bullpen. Now back with the double-A wind surge. Three balls, two strikes, runner goes, and it's outside for ball four. Hover tosses the bat and jogs to first. One out, walk puts two aboard for Frisco in the bottom of the seventh. One out for the catcher, David Garcia. Season started for Gore up with the St. Paul Saints. And then they bumped him back down to Wichita on June 15th, so did not see Frisco the first time through. Gore from the right side facing Garcia. Righty-lefty the first pitch. Garcia over top of one, and he spikes it down into the dirt on a foul ball. 0-1. Last at-bat for Garcia, he had a drive to center field at 406 feet. It took Kersey all the way to the wall. He turned around and caught it on the track. No balls, one strike. Gore comes home. Chopper off home plate, right side. And the second baseman, Julian, with it. Flips to first, and they got him. Both runners advance with Strom now down to third and Hover to second. It's Garcia swinging bunt to advance both runners. Two gone, two in scoring position for the right fielder, Miguel Aparicio. Rough Riders and Wind Surge tied at one run apiece. Frisco with the 4-2 advantage in the hits department, but not showing it in the runs column. Gore coming to a set from the right side. And the first pitch, swing and a miss down in the zone for Aparicio, 0-1. Right-hander, the third arm used tonight out of the pen. His last time out against Tulsa, two hits but no runs allowed. And a strikeout and a walk in one inning. The 0-1 pitch, sprayed foul. It's now 0-2. Aparicio in the Corpus Christi series had a huge at-bat in Saturday night's win, as the Riders were able to pick up their second win of the week and end what was a three-game skid entering the night of August 20th. The 0-2, down. Now one ball, two strikes. Had the bases loaded, trailing 2-0, and he tripled everybody in. Gave Frisco the lead. They never looked back. And a similar chance here. Two on, two out. Gore ready. Righty lefty. And he comes home. Down again. Two balls, two strikes to Aparicio, the right fielder, in his third at-bat of the ballgame. So he went down watching in the third. A 1-2-3 inning, and then a ground out to end the action in the fifth with, again, the go-ahead run at third base. He's got it again here. Break-even pitch. Slap back to the net. Still two balls, two strikes. Aparicio has grown quite the contingency out in right field with the Lazy River tonight on another Thirsty Thursday and a Blue Norther Hard Seltzer rowdy at the river. He's been their buddy. He'd really come through here. Gore sets in his glove, the 2-2. Swing and a miss, down blocked by Schmidt. The catcher up and throws to first for the final out. And a big punch out for Jordan Gore to end the threat in the bottom of the seventh. Frisco strands two in scoring position and a 1-1 ball game going into the eighth inning. What a stand for Wichita to keep this all tied up. Back to start the eighth inning from Frisco, Texas next.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field the winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
.891 due up for the Wind Surge as we start out the top of the eighth. Already no balls and a strike to the Wind Surge catcher, Kyle Schmidt. And the next pitch to him, breezing him away from the right side, almost hit him. One ball and one strike. Chris Jarrett back with you from Frisco, Texas. We're all even. One run apiece. Let's take a look around the Texas League tonight. 1-1. Drops into the zone from Brennan, and it's now 1-2. Big implications tonight as Frisco and Amarillo tied one game behind Midland for the top spot in the South. Brennan's 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him on strikes. Tim Brennan's second punch out of the night. And the 10th for Frisco's staff in the ballgame. Kyle Schmidt goes down on strikes for the third time tonight. Good pitch from Brennan. And there's one gone. Bases clear for the right fielder, Will Holland. That has done everything offensively for Wichita tonight. Righty-righty in the first pitch. Drops into the zone, 0-1. Got to have some luck to float by in baseball. And Holland with a triple in the third inning on a bloop shot up the right field line. The 0-1, down and away. One ball, one strike. Holland, it was great base running as it was hanging in the air. Aparicio from right sprinting. Krim from first showing his numbers running up the line, and it landed fair. 1-1. Just missed inside at 92. Good take by Holland, and it's 2-1. And so he rounded second, and then a gutsy turn for three, and the throw wasn't in time. He slid and saved. 2-1. There's a strike, and the count's evened up, 2-2. He came in to score on an Austin Martin fielder's choice three pitches later from Brennan. 2-2. Weakly hit towards short. Acuna eats it up, throws to first, and it's in time. Third ground ball produced by Brennan since taking over in the seventh. And the first to Acuna. There's two gone. Top of the order, due up in the shortstop, Austin Martin. And that triple came off Bradford, one of two hits allowed. The second came on a bloop hit from Holland up the first base side in the fifth inning, but no runs in that time. First pitch to Martin, and it's scooped out of the dirt from Garcia, 1-0. So two little flare shots up the right field line, and the second one, Holland was all smiles. The 1-0. Tapper, and it takes a chunk out of Garcia, the Rough Riders' backstop. And that'll even up the count at 1-1. Pete Talkington will take one out to Brennan. Garcia just taking a breather as on a cut from Martin, the shortstop got a piece of it, and it tapped it right back to Garcia. Just 22 years old for Frisco in the Rangers organization. Looks to be good. Brennan, his pitcher, giving him a breather. So we'll take a look around the Texas League like we had promised. Corpus Christi leading Amarillo 6-1. That one's at Whataburger Field. That's big because if the Rough Riders are able to break this 1-1 tie and come out with a win, that would create a game of separation between the Sod Poodles and Rough Riders, who entered tonight tied for second in the South. But that all hinges on Midland. The 1-1. Sprayed into right field, dropping quickly, and it falls for a base hit. Austin Martin coming up with a two-out single. His first hit of the night. And life for Wichita in the top of the eighth. Second baseman Edward Julian coming to the plate now. Tulsa's leading Arkansas at Dickey Stevens Park, 2-0. Similar game as this, only six hits. And a 2-0 lead in the seventh. This one's in the eighth. Righty-lefty for Brennan to Julian, the pitch home. Fly ball, opposite way, whacked to left field. Long run for Hawburn. He makes a catch right in front of the track. 100 off the bat of Julian as he lined it right to left field, and Hawver hauled it in. No runs on a two-out single from Austin Martin. Rough Riders looking to break a 1-1 tie when we come back for the bottom of the eighth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get 4 tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your 4 seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back in the wall! Goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
One to one tie ball game as we start the home stretch of the eighth inning. The top of the Riders order coming to the plate. Here's Jonathan Ornelas. First pitch to him. Shows a bunt up the third base side. One hops to Severino. Throws to first. Little low. They got him. It bounced high and pretty hard off the bat of Ornelas as it one hop to the third baseman, Severino. Good idea from the Rough Riders third baseman looking for his first hit of the night. The throw was a little low to first. Oh, they got him. It was tight. Jordan Gore with one pitch and getting the out on the bunt attempt. Here's Luis Angel Acuna, pitch home. Bouncing in front of home plate. And that one clatters to the backstop. One ball, no strikes to Acuna, who's 0 for 3. A ground out in the first. He had a fly out to deep center in the fourth inning and then grounded out to the right side of the infield in the sixth. Gore ready, and the 1-0. Thought about, finds a strike zone at 94. From Jordan Gore, one ball, one strike. Aaron Zavala awaiting on deck. He's been on base twice tonight. He had the only Frisco hit until the fifth inning. 1-1 pitch. Missed just inside at 83 miles an hour to Acuna. Puts the Rough Riders shortstop in front, 2-1. We've got a thirsty Thursday tonight and college night tonight at Riders Field. Gore is 2-1. Again, backs Acuna away from the right side. 3 balls in 1 strike to the 20-year-old. Tomorrow night, we've got Fireworks Friday presented by North Texas Municipal Water District. Firework Friday and Skylit Saturday coming up on the horizon. 3-1. Breaks the bat of Acuna on a flare shot caught by the second baseman, Julian. And a tough out number 2. Kind of jammed him on the inside edge. Tried to turn the hands around, but it caught the soft spot on the barrel of the bat. That bat's history. Two up, two down for the right-hander, Gore. And here comes Aaron Zavala, righty-lefty. Rough Riders and Winsurge tied 1-1. Pitch home. High and outside. 1-0. Well, Frisco would love their second homer of the series at any time. The 1-0. drops into the zone as Zavala, and it's 1-1. We say that with urgency because the first batter for Frisco in this series against Wichita was Kellen Strom in the bottom of the first on Tuesday. And he set the tone with a solo homer. 1-1 missing down to Zavala in the dirt. Now two balls and a strike with two outs to the Riders' designated hitter. After that solo homer for Strom, there haven't been any since. Two balls, one strike. Inside, and it hit him. The second time tonight, Zavala's been hit by a pitch. He was plunked by Herman back in the sixth inning, and it put him aboard with two outs in the exact same scenario here in the bottom of the eighth inning, but instead from the right-hander Jordan Gore. So Zavala at first base, and a two-out chance for Justin Foscue, the Riders' second baseman, who's hitless tonight. Good chance for him now in the bottom of the eighth with the tying run at first base. Riders had late game heroics in Tuesday night's extra innings win. They will need it if they want to win tonight in a 1-1 tie. Pitch home outside, 1-0. Wichita, a bit of a feel in close situations, but not exactly on the road, where the Wind Surge are 19-17 in one-run ball games. The 1-0. Foscue lifts one high in the air, and this will sneak out of the field of play. Evens up the count, 1-1. And if you hear 19-17 and think it's not that good, you're a scratch above 500. 19 wins in one-run ball games wins you a lot of close games. And for the most part, winning close games is going to be what is the difference down the stretch. And this is a first-place team. Best overall record in the North this year. Gore, the 1-1. Sprayed up the first baseline and a long liner foul. Clangs around in the visitor's bullpen. Foscue now trailing the at-bat. One ball, two strikes. But when this team hits the road, a batting average of just .230 for Wichita. So the one-run games can be a threat. The 1-2, grounder third base side, Severino, nice pick, throws across the diamond, and that'll do it. Zavala again with two outs hit by a pitch, and again left stranded, and we go to the ninth. 1-1 tied game on Thursday night, trying to see who wants to win this ball game from Frisco, Texas. We start the ninth inning from Riders Field after this.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We start the ninth, 1-1 on the Riders Baseball Network. Tim Brennan back to work for Frisco. And the first pitch, just missing inside on the first baseman, Aaron Sabato, 1-0. 3-4-5 for the Wind Surge. The next toss, they peel up the line, and Ty Krause says that Sabato was able to hold up. At bat starting to the first baseman, 2-0. Sabato 0-for-3 tonight on a strikeout in the first inning. Brennan's pitch home. Swing and a miss. And it's 2-1. Cody Bradford, six innings tonight for the Riders. Eight strikeouts, no walks. I should say one walk. Came back in the first inning. 2-1. That's a strike on the outer edge. And after two misses, Brennan with back-to-back strikes to even up the count. It's now 2-2. Leadoff man Sabato. Break even. Down and away. Big holdup by the first baseman on a really good pitch from Brennan that started in the zone, started to tail out. Loads up the count, 3-2. Top of the ninth inning, no outs. The pitch home. Lost him for 4. Sabato walked to begin the top of the ninth inning, and that'll bring up the designated hitter, Alex Isola. That's 0-for-3 tonight. Couple flyouts to right field and a strikeout. 1-1 tied ball game as Wichita scoring their lone run in the top of the third. A one-out triple from Will Holland came in on a fielder's choice. Righty-righty. First pitch. Brennan drops it into the strike zone, and it's 0-1. We were raving about how Isola has played tremendously since coming back from the injured list. Brennan, the 0-1 pitch. Swatted out of the zone. Bouncing ball into the Riders dugout, and it's now 0-2. Isola now coming back and fifth on the team this season with home runs. He's batting a .378 with this being his 13th game back from the injured list, but they've held the lid on him tonight. The 0-2. Ground ball, third base side. Ornelas gloves it, throws to second for one. Foscue to first, double play. 5-4-3, the Riders toss it around the horn, and there's two gone. We've talked about the ground balls that Brennan can produce and create, and Ornelas a sure hand on what could be a tough play up the third base line, and the Riders get two out of it. There goes the leadoff walk. Bases clear, two outs in the first pitch to Junior Severino, sprayed foul. Count is 0-1. Tim Brennan with his fourth ground ball. He gave up a base hit in the eighth inning and a walk here to begin the ninth. 0-1, a missed inside. Count's evened up at 1-1. Severino 0-for-3 tonight, dropping that average to a 200. Brennan an even count, 1-1. Swing and a miss, and it's now 1-2. Rough Riders with the third baseman Ornelas all alone on the third base side. Acuna, the shortstop, right up the middle, and Foscue a deep into the right side. 1-2, swing and a miss, strike 3. Tim Brennan faces the minimum in the top of the ninth despite a leadoff walk, gets a huge 5-4-3 double play, and picks up his third strikeout. Frisco a chance to walk it off in the bottom of the ninth. All tied up, 1-1. We'll see if they can do it, or we'll see if we have extras for the second time in this series between Wichita and Frisco. Home half of the ninth inning's next.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
Hi, I'm Dennis Jenkins. Did you know that ABC Home and Commercial Services offers not only pest control services, but also lawn care and maintenance, irrigation, landscaping, plumbing, heating and air conditioning, handyman services, and pool services? ABC's been serving Texas for over 70 years. Find us on the web at goanteater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Hey, Riders fans. Looking for help cleaning your home or business? From exterior building pressure washing to sidewalk pressure washing and even high-rise window cleaning, the pressure washing professionals at Ecolux Texas can clean almost anything. With Ecolux, you can always count on friendly service and amazing results that keep your property clean and shining like new. For more information, please visit EcoluxTX.com or call 972-439-0137 for a free estimate today.
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New pitcher into the ballgame for the Wind Surge as we're back for the bottom of the ninth inning. All tied up, 1-1 on the Riders Baseball Network. Chris Jared with you. And Frisco trying to break this 1-1 tie. They send 5, 6, 7 of Krim, Strom, and Hauver in a good stretch of the order. New pitcher out of the mound for Wichita is the right-hander, Casey Legamina. Legamina's first pitch is a swing and a miss. Krim over top of one, and it's 0-1. Blaine Krim, 1-for-3 night. He was the extra innings hero for Frisco back on Tuesday. The 0-1. Ground ball right back into the glove. Legamina flips to first. And there's the first out. That'll keep you on your toes. 95 on a bouncer. Right back to the hill. Two pitches, one out. Rough Riders in Wind Surge went into extras on Tuesday night. But a little bit of a different scenario. Here comes the center fielder, Kellen Strom. Bases clear. And one gone in the bottom of the ninth. Legamina ready from the right side, and the first pitch home. Swing and a miss. 96 on the gas, and it's 0-1. Frisco trailed that Tuesday ball game 3-2 going into the ninth. No balls, one strike. Swing and a miss. Strom quickly now trailing 0-2. Frisco in the ninth got a leadoff single from David Garcia that dropped fair into left field. Bit of a hanging pop-up that found a soft spot, and Frisco elected Jax Biggers to run at first. The 0-2 tapped back to the screen as Strom just gets a piece of one, and he stays alive. After that, Josh Stowers working a walk, and then you had the top of the order and some boppers in Kellen Strom, Jonathan Ornelas, Aaron Zavala looked good. 0-2 in the air, swatted by Strom to right, and right at Holland. He makes the catch. 6 pitches, all of them strikes for the right-hander, Casey Legamina. And there's 2 gone. Left fielder Trevor Hauver. The last chance for the Riders to try and win it before extras. And then it was strikeout, strikeout for Strom and Ornelas on Tuesday night in the ninth. And with 2 on, Riders' fate hung in the hands of Aaron Zavala. First pitch, that misses low. 1 ball, no strikes. He came through. 2 out, base hit into center field. Biggers scored from second. Stowers to third. They couldn't bring in the winning run. We went to extras. The 1-0. There's a strike at 97. Little zip on that one from the right-hander Legamina. It's evened up. 1 ball, 1 strike. Hauver, a fielder's choice in the fifth, walked in the seventh. The 1-1. Outside. 2 balls, 1 strike. Bottom of the order has had a tough time with runners aboard tonight. Frisco in the fifth inning had a big chance to do more than just one run. Righty-lefty, the 2-1. Sprayed over the net. Hauver hacks one out of the zone, and it's 2-2. Fifth inning for Frisco tonight that started with back-to-back hits. Second and first. Hauver was able to reach first on a fielder's choice. And runners at the corners, one out. Time called before Legamina can come home. After that, David Garcia had his drive to center. Boy, that one, 406 feet to straightaway center. The 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike 3. That'll do it for 9 tonight. And we're going to need a 10th frame to settle the score between Wichita and Frisco on Thursday night. Windsurge coming to the plate with Severino starting at second and Prado, Kersey, Schmidt, the three up expected for Wichita. And for the second time this week, we're going to extras on the Riders Baseball Network.
Make the family trip to Riders Field worthwhile with the A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack. Along with Kids Sunday Funday at Riders Field, order your A&W Family Fun Sunday Pack to get four tickets to a Frisco Rough Riders Sunday home game, as well as an A&W Family Fun Root Beer Float Kit.
Deep down the left field line, forget it. Way out of here.
Choose your four seats between home plate or lawn seating, starting at $48. Get yours today at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Are back-to-school supplies showing up a little too early on the shelves?
Ornelas on his way home and he scores!
Not ready to give up the long ball?
Back to the warning track at the wall. It's gone!
Way out of here and gone!
Don't want the strikeouts to end?
Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a curveball.
Then head to RidersBaseball.com and order your tickets today before the summer's long gone. Let's ride.
That ball's long gone!
Bonus baseball, it's time for extra innings here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back to start the 10th from Frisco, Texas. Chris Jarrett with you in a 1-1 tied ball game, as the Windsurge and Riders needing extra innings for the second time this week. Righty, righty, it's Tim Brennan again. And the Frisco reliever comes home. First pitch missing low, bouncing at the plate. And it's one ball, no strikes. For Wichita, they have Ernie Yake out there. It was supposed to be Junior Severino, the third baseman, but they elect to go to Yake to begin the inning at second base. And so scratch Severino from the middle of the order. 1-0. In the air, bloop shot right side. Foscue coming over and makes the catch. And so Prado dealt with on just two pitches. There's the first out of the top of the 10th. Still it's Yake at second base. One gone, and the center fielder Deshaun Kersey the next man up. For Frisco, it's just been two pitchers tonight after six innings from Cody Bradford. Here's the fourth for Tim Brennan. First pitch home, off the plate. One ball, no strikes to Kersey. That's 0 for 3 in the ballgame. He went down watching as the first strikeout for Brennan. He had one in the seventh, one in the eighth, and one in the ninth. One ball, no strikes to Kersey with the runner at second. Brennan the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Good pitch, high and outside from Kersey. He couldn't find it. That'll even up the count at 1-1. Tim Brennan for Frisco at 25 years old, the Philly native. The Riders go, why go to the bullpen? 1-1. Breaking ball off the plate. Now two balls and a strike. He entered the inning with only 40 pitches used. And Tim Brennan in the month of August has logged three starts coming into tonight. For Brennan, this is his first appearance, not a start, since June 7th. The 2-1 pitch straightens him up on the inside edge for a strike, and that'll even up the count, 2-2. Brennan started the season with five bullpen appearances for Frisco, then would go every single appearance as a start from that point on. Two balls, two strikes to Kersey. Runner at second, pitch home. Tapper foul at the plate. And again, David Garcia getting a tough piece of a foul ball at home. Kersey staying alive. Still two balls, two strikes with Yake, the pinch runner at second to begin the 10th inning. Frisco with four hits, Wichita with three. Cody Bradford set the tone tonight for the Riders with eight strikeouts and an earned run on two hits, both of them belonging to the right fielder Will Holland. Unfortunately, won't be in line for a win tonight. Two balls, two strikes. Brennan comes home. Shot foul. Kersey fighting with one out. And Yake still at second base. Rough Riders on Tuesday in that extra innings ball game, walking off for just the second time this year. A Frisco team that has been in extra innings but not won in extras at home a whole lot. 2-2 in the air up the third baseline, tailing towards the seats and foul. And we'll do it over again as Kersey driving up the pitches on Brennan. Eighth pitch of the at-bat on its way as Deshaun Kersey battling from the left side. The center fielder with Kyle Schmidt behind him. Three strikeouts for the Wichita catcher tonight, but it doesn't look like it'll be Schmidt. 2-2 pitch. Ground ball, first base side, foul. And we'll do it over again. Jair Camargo has picked up a bat. Also listed as a catcher as the Wind Surge inheriting a runner. Putting a pinch runner at second to begin the 10th. And now they've got Camargo up getting loose. Picking a bat up and inserting him into the ballgame cold, and he's trying to get his practice cuts in the on-deck circle. Kersey fighting. Brennan still 2-2. The break even. Missing inside. Tight miss of the zone, but it did miss in by the knees of Kersey. That'll load the count. Three balls, two strikes with one gone. Top of the 10th inning, and the Riders in Wind Surge knotted up at a run apiece. Brennan coming to a set. The 10th pitch of the at-bat, and he spins off the mound. Kersey went through a stretch, wore pitches number 5, 6, and 7. And even 8 were all shot foul off the bat. Tenth pitch of the at-bat. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Kersey tapped it back into the glove, and there's the fourth strikeout of the night for Brennan, and boy, is it a big one. Got him on the off-speed over the plate. And Kersey goes down swinging. Infield coming in for Frisco as it looks like Jair Camargo, the catcher, coming to the plate. Two outs and a runner in scoring position for Wichita. The Riders infield want to have a word to talk this one over. Frisco trailing Midland by one game entering tonight as they were tied with Amarillo for that second place spot in the Texas League South. Well, Midland currently in front of San Antonio 6-3, and Amarillo falling to Corpus Christi. So if you give Midland a win and you give the Riders a win, if that can happen, Frisco would stay one game out of first, and you'd see Amarillo slip to two games out. If Wichita tops them, you'd see Midland stretch a full two games in front of Frisco and Amarillo. Camargo ready to stand in. Ready from Brennan, and the first pitch. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Jair Camargo picking up a bat and is the second inserted ball player in this 10th inning for Wichita. Ernie Yake scratching Junior Severino, stretching at second. Camargo the 0-1, down and picked by Garcia behind the dish. That'll even up the count at one ball and one strike. We saw Camargo in each of the first two games this week. Right in the middle of the order for Wichita, batting fifth in each ball game. A hit for him in this series and a pair of walks as well. One ball, one strike. Swing and a miss inside, and he got him for strike two. Camargo, the catcher, down to his final strike. Wichita on Tuesday night. Unable to plate the inherited runner. And Tim Brennan, the Frisco reliever, out for the 10th inning, trying to force the same situation tonight. Ready from the right side. The 1-2 pitch home. Swing and a tapper at the plate. Camargo turned one over in the dirt. Forces Brennan to throw one more in the top of the 10th. Wichita and Frisco are knotted up at one run apiece, as pitching has been at an absolute premium in this series between these two. Brennan ready. Again, the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him on strikes. Back-to-back punch-outs for Tim Brennan to end the top of the 10th inning. Give him five on the night. He gets Camargo for the final out of the 10th, and the Riders in the bottom of the 10th, a chance to walk it off for the second time this week. We'll step aside on the Riders Baseball Network after this from Frisco, Texas.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
Are you looking to work for a local, family-oriented company with growth opportunities in the fields of pest control, lawn care, plumbing, HVAC, handyman services, or pool services? ABC Home and Commercial Services is hiring for all fields for both experienced and inexperienced professionals. We offer great benefits such as health, dental, vision, paid time off, and a 401k. Apply today at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Back to bonus baseball and extra innings here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the 10th inning starting now from Riders Field in a 1-1 tie ball game. Chris Jarrett back with you with Frisco sending Trevor Hover to second base and a new man out on the mound for the Wind Surge. The left-hander, Brian Sammons at 6'4", 240 pounds, 27 years old, a native of Wilmington, North Carolina. That'll do it for the right-hander, Casey Legamina. Just one inning for him. And they send it back to Sammons, who makes his second appearance of the week against the Rough Riders. Tim Brennan with five strikeouts in relief, taking over for Cody Bradford, who struck out eight tonight. And the Riders as a staff with those 13 strikeouts and two walks given up. Boy, have they been strong. Sammons in his 35th game this year. He spent time with Wichita since the start of the season. 3-5 record and a 5.51 earned run average. 56 punch-outs for Sammons, only 14 walks. But hitters averaging a 230 against him. 43 hits and 47 and a third. David Garcia in, shows bunt, and drops it down off the mound. Hover running for third. Sammons only plays to first. And the Riders capitalizing on the first pitch, advancing Hover to third base. That's Jax Biggers at third. So Frisco shaking it up. They swap Hover for Biggers. And the first appearance of the night for Jax. Hover was set to be the inherited runner. And now it's Josh Stowers taking his turn. So the Riders making some substitutions. Instead of Miguel Aparicio, they sent Josh Stowers with one out in the bottom of the 10th. Sammons from the left side. Kicks and throws. Missing high. One ball, no strikes. A sack bunt for Garcia from the right side. The switch hitting catcher faced all right-handers tonight. Sammons from the belt. The 1-0 to Stowers. Breaking ball missing inside. And a sharp eye off the bench for Stowers. Two balls, no strikes. Stowers, a .218 average for him this season. He made an appearance in each game this week. Hitless last night, but a double and scored on Tuesday. 2-0 to Stowers. Upstairs. Three balls, no strikes. And the top of the order, and Jonathan Ornelas awaiting on deck. Rough Riders threatening in the bottom of the 10th. Biggers at third as the game's winning run. ...3-0 pitch home. Lost him, ball four. Stowers able to work a one-out walk, and Frisco with runners at the corners in the top of the order due up. And Jonathan Ornelas, who's been hitless tonight, his first would be a big one. Ornelas tried to bunt back in the eighth inning to get his way aboard, and they're going to intentionally walk him. Base is loaded for Luis Angel Acuna. They want to call the number of the 20-year-old. Acuna with a .227 in his 18th game since coming up from Hickory to Frisco. 0 for 4 night for Acuna. Lefty-righty. And the first pitch to him. Swing and a miss, 0-1. A hard hit ground ball with Biggers at third, but the wind surge thinking for two. A force at every base in the infield. Salmon's working on Acuna, 0-1. Pitch home. Acuna swings and misses, and it's now 0-2. Aaron Zavala, the man on deck, and the designated hitter has been hit twice tonight. Started his night with a base hit in the first. Salmon's coming to a set from the left. And the 0-2 to Acuna. Inside. Boy, didn't miss that by much. Acuna on a pitch that he swung at twice before. He takes, and it just missed the zone. Bases are loaded with one out in the bottom of the 10th. Riders need a run to win it. Salmon's ready. Kicks the 1-2. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Got him, strike three. So the intentional walk, at least working so far. Salmon's able to get the second out of the 10th. Base is still loaded, and now a lefty-lefty matchup for Aaron Zavala. Brian Salmon's at 27 years old, set to face Zavala. Left-handers hitting 187 against Salmon's this year compared to 259 from the right side. Salmon sets, kicks the first pitch. Missing off the plate. One ball, no strikes. It was a bounce back at bat for Salmon's against Acuna. Got him on four pitches, but he walked Josh Stowers on four pitches. Zavala ready for the 1-0. Pitch to him. Breaking ball inside. Almost hit him. And fortunate that Camargo was able to get his glove on it. Two balls, no strikes. Zavala a chance to be the hero for Frisco with the bases full and two gone. The 2-0 pitch. Breaking ball. That drops into the inside edge of the zone. 2-1. Zavala had a game-tying two-out single in the ninth on Tuesday night. Pulled it on the ground right side of the infield and through the gap. Lefty-lefty. Salmon's ready. And the 2-1 pitch home. Swing and a miss at 93. Blew it by Zavala, strike two. Frisco with action in their bullpen. Grant Anderson getting loose for the Riders. Nobody up for the wind surge. It's Brian Salmon's in his first inning of work coming in the bottom of the 10th in a high-pressure situation for the left-hander. Riders have loaded the bases, but still need to drive in a run. Two balls, two strikes to Zavala. Two outs. Sammons comes home. Shot back behind home plate. Zavala went for the breaking ball. A little inside, but he tried to cut for it. And it's still an even count. Two balls, two strikes. Biggers at third. And Stowers at second. And Ornelas at first. But the only one they need is Jax Biggers. Sammons ready. And again, the 2-2 pitch. Off the plate. Three balls, two strikes. And nowhere to put Aaron Zavala. No one else up that you want for Frisco with the control of the zone and the feel for the strike zone than Aaron Zavala. Sammons trying to battle through, and he'll step off. Full count with two outs in the bottom of the 10th and the bases loaded. Sammons ready. And the payoff pitch. Lost the ball four. A walk-off walk for the Riders. They win it in the 10th inning, 2-1 final. How about that one? Aaron Zavala, after battling on a 2-2 pitch, able to work the count full. And the Riders, for the second time this week, walk off the win surge. 2-1 the final on Thursday night. Frisco wins it. Wow, what a ball game. Pitching phenomenal between two teams tonight, and it's been nothing short of a fantastic series so far between Wichita and Frisco. But the Riders, with a 2-1 advantage over Wichita, they win it on Thursday night. We'll step aside for the Riders postgame show coming right after this. Frisco winners in 10, 2-1 the final on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, it was ball four called. This one's over for Frisco tonight. I know Zach won't be happy about that. Frisco, a walk-off walk in the bottom of the 10th. They top Wichita 2-1 the final. As we're back on the Riders Baseball Network kicking off the post-game show, Frisco with the win in extras as they've taken two games from the win surge this week, and each of them coming in the bottom of the 10th. And it's Aaron Zavala able to come through for the Rough Riders as a sack bunt from David Garcia started the 10th with Jax Biggers at second. It advanced them to third. Josh Storrs walked to put runners at the corners, and the win surge rolled the dice by walking Ornelas despite an 0-for-4 night for the Rough Riders third baseman. Still the hits leader in the Texas League, and a chance for a strike at any time. So they walk Ornelas, Acuna goes down swinging, and Zavala started 2-0, and then three consecutive strikes featuring a foul ball. And then with Salmon stepping off, the payoff pitch, he could not find the zone, and a walk-off walk seals it tonight for Frisco. The Riders able to pick up the win, and now 62-54 on the season. In the second half, the Riders moving to 26-21. Amarillo with a loss earlier, and now that gives the Riders back another full game advantage over the San Poodles. Boy, what is San Antonio trying to do at the Wolf tonight? The Missions with two in the bottom of the seventh, three unanswered. Actually, make it five unanswered. It was a 6-0 ball game, and now five unanswered runs for the Missions, out hitting the Rockhounds 11-7, but still trailing Midland 6-5. Still plenty of game left. If San Antonio can pull off a win, the Rough Riders would be able to tie for that top spot in the North. It's been a long time since Frisco has held the top spot in the division. You go all the way back to the beginning of the Amarillo series on a 12-game road trip for the Rough Riders, drawing in towards the end of the first half of the season. And that was when Frisco fell out of first place, a spot that they had held all year. And that's the last time that the Rough Riders have had even a share of the top spot in the South Division. Frisco winners in 10 innings tonight, 2-1. The final will step aside on the Riders postgame show. Come back with us. We'll take a full trip around the Texas League and take a look and set the stage for tomorrow's broadcast. That's next on the Riders Baseball Network. Frisco wins in 10 innings tonight, 2-1 the final.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For four games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for four home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Two to one final. Riders with a walk-off walk from Aaron Zavala in the 10th inning, and they top Wichita in extras for the second time this week. Chris Jarrett back with you to break down the postgame show. As we look around this box score first, though, what a pitching effort for the Riders. Cody Bradford with 8 strikeouts, 1 walk tonight in 6 innings of work, and he now has, in 4 starts in the month of August, 30 strikeouts. He continues to be cooking for Frisco. Tim Brennan comes in for 4 innings of relief, showed no issues in the 10th. He finished with 5 strikeouts, featuring back-to-back punchouts in the top of the 10th inning to hold Wichita off the scoreboard. Brennan with the win, now 6-3 on the season in 4 scoreless innings of relief tonight. Frisco between Bradford and Brennan combined for 13 strikeouts and 2 walks in the extra innings win. The loss goes to Brian Sammons, now 3-6 on the year, as he walked 3 in that bottom of the 10th inning, including the decisive walk to Aaron Zavala with the bases full. We said let's go around the rest of the Texas League. Bottom of the 9th, Arkansas with 2 outs, a runner at first. They trail Tulsa 4-3, trying to see if the Travelers at home can try and find any late game heroics. Midland still leading San Antonio by 1 run. That one's in the top of the 8th from the Wolf in a 6-5 ball game. And see if the Missions can try and formulate a comeback win tonight, as they've already rattled off 5 in a row. May as well win it. Springfield in front of Northwest Arkansas 10-6 currently. Last night the Cardinals scored 12 in an inning. They've already scored 5 in the top of the 7th. There's nobody out and the bases are loaded. Another ugly box score from Arvis Ballpark tonight. And then our ball game final, one of just 2 games that have already gone final. The Rough Riders and Windsurge coasting tonight. The final time of 2 hours and 25 minutes from Riders Field in front of a crowd of 4,468. For Frisco tomorrow, they send the right-hander Zach Kent out to the mound. 1-3 this season for Kent, and a 5.00 earned run average for the right-hander this year. Kent will be opposed from the left-hander Cody Funderburk, 8-4 and a 2.82 record for the Southpaw Funderburk. It's been a special season for him, and Wichita entering the series promising pitching. They've been showing it so far. It's Funderburk's turn tomorrow night, a 7:05 start time from Riders Field, as we've got fireworks on deck. Fireworks Friday tomorrow night, presented by North Texas Municipal Water District, and then Skylit Saturday on the following night on August 27th. We'll close it down on Sunday with Kids Sunday Fun Day at the ballpark, presented by Raising Cane's. Kids run the field post-game, and a kids-themed day at Riders Field, and then Frisco Discovery Center Day. So a special closeout to the week. And what started as a strong series for the Rough Riders, they take two of the first three over Wichita. Each of those two wins coming in 10 innings at Riders Field. Well, that'll do it for our broadcast tonight. It was certainly a fun one, pitching a lot of fun to watch for the Rough Riders, as Bradford and Brennan combining for a multi-pitcher night and a beauty of a win on a Thursday night. Just shy of 10 o'clock from Frisco, Texas, we'll start to sign off. I'm Chris Jarrett, wishing you a good rest of your Thursday night, and rest my way, certainly well needed. We'll talk to you tomorrow night from Frisco, Texas, and certainly happy to have Zach back with us for tomorrow's broadcast. That final score for you one last time. Frisco tops Wichita in 10 innings, 2-1, the final. So long from Riders Field.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.